This
is After Sunday.
Welcome back to After Sunday. Hope everyone's having a good day so far. I am with a special guest today. Chris Willis decided to join me. Welcome, Chris.
Hello.
So we're going to be talking a little bit about sacrificing time and service when it comes to the church. So Chris, what kind of special points did you point out today from the sermon?
Well, first of all, the sermon was a short sermon, so it's probably going to be a short podcast. I really liked, he started out at first talking about people who give their lives, like first responders and soldiers and people who pay the ultimate price. And it's kind of hard to, like, any little sacrifice I give is just pales in comparison, and certainly to Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. So it's like, it's kind of funny how we even use the word sacrifice to, like, help somebody move or feed somebody a meal or something. It's barely a sacrifice. But I do like what you said about time. It usually involves us prioritizing doing those things, and time is the most valuable thing we have. So it is a sacrifice.
And someone said in the class today that it's so much easier for someone to, like, write a check as opposed to taking time out of your day or out of your week to do something. And I fall into that too. Like, if there's a Saturday function, it's really hard for me to want to come. But once I'm there, like, I'm so glad that I came. But it is hard, and especially because everyone's busy, to really dedicate time to do things for other people or come to a church function.
Well, and it's funny too how in church sometimes giving, like today we had a budget presentation, but I do like that we kind of barely talk about budget and giving here at Central, because we're all about being active and involved. If you look at what Jesus has called us to do, and the example he set for his followers was just taking time with people and treating people kindly and understanding them, that just, all of that takes time. None of it's solved with cash.
Right. Yeah. And even just, like, little things, you mentioned helping someone, like, move or bringing food to someone who's a shut-in, like, stuff like that. And, like, that's giving something to somebody. But, again, it's, like, time, and that goes a lot longer way than cash or anything like that.
And you feel like I should be doing more, but I don't know what to do. Here at Central, like, it, you just talk to Harrison Allison about activities coming up.
True.
The best thing in the world is when we just happen to have picked up a blessing bag that Robin and whoever works on that has prepared, and then we see somebody in need and we're like, here's food. It feels so good to have intentional and have planned in advance to help somebody, and then you're ready to go.
And I really like, I would say, like, there's a event going on usually monthly here at Central, and I look forward to the event because that's, again, it's something that we get to do with our church family outside of, like, regular worship service or Wednesday night Bible class. And that just really helps further that relationship with one another, doing those events or even going to people's houses and small groups and stuff like that. And you're still giving time and you're still, like, helping others. And I think that goes a long way too.
Well, and you and your friend group here at church, y'all do a lot outside. Did y'all have Galentine's Day?
We did have Galentine's Day.
I'm like jealous of all the things the young people are doing, but it's so important. Those relationships are so much stronger because y'all hang out and spend time. Thinking about service, Craig was talking about how the impact of serving others is really on us. It helps us focus on God. It just gets our perspective right and humbles us. And I think that's critical, because you can do all these things and you can even show up at all the church events, but you can still kind of make it about you. Really getting the right mindset of this is all about God and following the example of his son.
I think it's also important to remember of you don't have to think a lot about, like, what you're doing. You have to be intentional about what you're doing, but you don't need to be like, well, I came here for an hour, I guess I have to, like, do something more next week, or I need to stay longer after this function, or whatever it is. Like, you're just intentional about your time, and you set aside and you prioritize time. That means everything when it comes, like, to service and giving and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would say, like, my family, we've always been pretty involved with everything. But sometimes I feel like we're doing it out of guilt, like, mm-hmm. oh, well, so-and-so will be upset if we don't show up. And sometimes you have to step back from that and think about if I'm going just because it may not be the right reason. But nonetheless, I think when somebody puts an invite out there, I even had Karen Haar, who mm-hmm. runs, she invited me to do a 10-mile run Saturday morning, and I did not want to do that. But I was like, there's an invite out there from a sister in Christ mm-hmm. to hang out for 2 hours and run, and I took her up on it. Just and I'm so grateful. Like, yeah. I've never been upset later, like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. So I think, like, sometimes these church things, they feel like obligations, but they're really invites to mm-hmm. to hang out with people that we love, and we should prioritize that.
Right. And I think that can expand also outside of Central. Like, we're very thankful here in Chattanooga. There's a lot of congregations in the area, and there's always a bulletin board here at Central with different events going around, like different ladies' days or gospel meetings. I think it's just as important to reach out to them and go to their functions as well to be able to, for those things we don't see with people very often, but still, like, show up and get to know people. And I think that's just as important as, like, spending time with people in our own congregation, because we don't want to just isolate ourselves. So I think that's important too.
It's just being intentional and making sure we're growing as a family. And mm-hmm. it doesn't just happen. Even families need that work.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, my last thought I had was that sometimes, and I've heard people say this, I just don't know what I should be doing, I don't know how to contribute to the work of this church or just to helping people in my life. Here at Central, we're blessed. We've got activities planned. We've got people who are looking out for opportunities for us to serve. But I do think, like, wherever you are, mm-hmm. you ought to be able to, there's a community kitchen somewhere that yeah. needs somebody serving soup. There's food to be distributed. There's kids who need tutoring. There's always more ways to serve others. And that's a sacrifice of your time. And that's really all Jesus asks us for, is to mm-hmm. to look out for our fellow man and to love God. So it's good news is we can always turn things around and make a stronger effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if other people, like, if at your workplace or at your school or wherever you spend most of your time, like, if people see you dedicating time to serving others, whether it's in the church capacity or, like you're saying, in the community outreach, like, they will see God and Jesus in your life, and they will see that you are prioritizing things like that as opposed to, like, staying at home or whatever. And they can see that you have that good mindset and you're very grateful for all the things that you can, like, outreach to people for. Thank you for joining me, Chris, today. We hope everyone has a good and blessed week. We will see you next week.
Great day.
This is After Sunday.